This is Will's Band of the Week for January 15th, 2017. Hello, and welcome to another edition of Will's Band of the Week. This is Will, and at the moment, it's just me. But a little bit later, we're going to have Reese on here to tell us about his six favorite songs. Yes, top six for 2016. So, this is probably the last of the odds and ends special type podcasts we've got. And then we're going to start to get into the swing of 2017. It's going to be cool. The new releases have started to come out, and I'm excited for it. But this one's going to be fun, too. I've got a couple of holdover 2016 things to tell everybody about. And then, as I mentioned, we'll get Reese on here. So there are a few things that either I didn't find time to include on the podcast in the later part of last year, or that I just discovered really late. These two things I'm going to tell you about today are late discoveries. One was on a list of Bandcamp, you know, sort of a compilation that they wrote up of their favorite music that was on Bandcamp in 2016. And that band is called Jenny Besetzt. Besetzt is a German word that means something like occupied. Had to look that up. And they're sort of a dream pop, a little bit gloomy type band, and I like them. The band is Jenny Besetzt, and their album is called Tender Madness. I think it's their second album. They've been around a while, but hadn't gotten noticed very much, I guess. Maybe they still haven't been, but of course, being on this podcast will blow them right up, you know, out into the open. You know, they're just going to be huge. So, Tender Madness is the album. Let's play the first track, which is called Authorless Speech.
Thank you.
That's Jenny Besetzt from North Carolina. The album is called Tender Madness. All right, let's play another track. This is number 2, Black as the Night. Jenny Besetzt, Black as the Night. All right, one more. This is the title track, Tender Madness.
Thank you.
Okay, there's a little sampling of Jenny Besetzt. It's a good one. Check it out. Okay, I've got one more late 2016 thing. And I feel like, I don't know why, you know, sometimes you, you know, there's always got to be some place where you're finding a band or an album, right? It's not like you'd never heard of them before and you went to see them live or something and you're going to promote them. Usually there's a source and we rarely credit our sources, right? This one I kind of feel like I should. It's the Chicago critic Jim DeRogatis. And he had this album on his end of year list by a band, which is sort of just a person, but it's called Sneaks. And it's a completely minimalist thing. And it was catchy enough, though, that she signed to Merge Records, which is interesting to me because it's very minimalist for something that would be on any kind of a major label. Although, I don't know if you call Merge a major label. They're a major indie rock label, right? So Sneaks is really this woman from Washington, D.C. named Eva Mulchan. And is mostly just a drum machine and a bass guitar and her singing. And the whole thing is 14 minutes long. 10 songs. Pretty straight up. But kind of catchy and kind of fun. So the album is called Gymnastics by Sneaks. And let's start with what's probably the most, I'm going to call it the most overtly catchy song. It's called True Killer. Wasn't quite the whole song, True Killer by Sneaks. Let's play another one. On this one, she turns up the distortion on the bass, so a little bit of a different sound. It's called XTY. Sneaks. XTY from the album Gymnastics. Okay, I'll play one more, and this one is going to be the last song on the album. I'm going to play it because she brings in some other instruments, and so maybe this is the direction she's going to head. Who knows? I don't know. I don't know what she'll do if she plays live. Will she just do the drum machine and the bass? Will she get other band members? Who knows? It could go in just about any direction, really. But here's a track called Someone Like That. That's Sneaks. The album is called Gymnastics. It's on Merge Records, also on Bandcamp. So check it out. Kind of fun. All right. What we're going to do now is I'm going to turn it over to myself and Reese for our previously recorded segment on Reese's Top 6 Songs of 2016. So here it is. We interrupt this podcast to bring you Reese's Top 6 Songs of 2016.
Yep.
Hey, Reese, how are you?
I'm doing great.
So how did you decide that we were going to do six? Because, in fact, you showed me a list of 13 songs.
I did show you a list.
You're not bound by just, like, traditional, like, the number 10.
Yeah,
well,
everyone always says that I'm the rebel of the house.
Right.
I'm always rebelling.
Yeah, you are.
Constant disruption in
right.
this house.
Okay, so you decided... I think you told me before that you had a top five for 2015, top five songs, and now you've got a top six for 2016. Does that mean it's going to keep edging up? It'll be seven next year, then eight, then nine, then 10. Finally, in 2020, you'll have a top 10?
Yeah, but then, you know, of course, 21, I'll stop for 5 years, and then I'll have a resurgence, and I'll start over from five.
Okay, we'll just have to keep people... guessing on that, I guess.
Yeah, they'll figure out when it happens, you know?
Yeah, but Reese has some pretty cool stuff, and most of this is, you know, kind of off the radar in terms of the podcast, so I think it's cool. So, well, actually, you know, about half of these we've talked about on the podcast, half or more, because we're kind of cutting edge, so, you know.
True.
We're cool, but, all right, should we just start
yeah,
with it then?
Yeah, little okay. do you know, I'm also a music fan. Like,
yeah,
it's not very common, but surprisingly enough, a lot of people in this house listen to music for some reason.
Why would that be? I can't figure out why that would be.
Yeah, I have no idea. Maybe it's Bermuda Triangle. It could do with anything. It's impossible to tell.
Okay. What's the sixth best song of 2016, according to you?
Sixth best song in the history of this year is Frequencies by Fake Palms on their EP Heavy Paranoia.
Fake Palms is a band from Canada, if I recall correctly, right?
Yes, Toronto, Canada. They're on Buzz Records, I believe.
And we talked about them when they had a full album in 2015, right?
That's true.
And I think Grant liked the album, and I liked the album, and then you listened to it, and you just loved it. I mean,
yeah.
You were just like, just nuts over it.
Big fan.
Right. And so they have an EP from 2016, and hopefully another full album in 2017.
Yeah,
right?
They better.
We're hoping for it. They're a cool band. Fake Palms, and here's Reese's number 6 song called Frequencies. Fake Palms. Yeah, that's really good. I'm going to plead guilty to my bias that I just don't listen to EPs very much. I kind of wait for the whole album to come out. But that's really good. That, you know, I'm really looking forward to the next full album by Fake Palms. And maybe I should actually listen to the EP. You think so?
Yeah, pure trash. Definitely don't listen to it. Garbage. Yeah, it's
so
really
seriously,
good.
Is the EP overall really
good? Yeah, seriously. I like it a lot. It's pretty good. I believe they have a new drummer, so if you care about that, you can listen and you can see. They change it up a little bit. It's a little more poppy than their album.
And, yeah, but they have a great guitar sound, and I kind of don't mind them being a little more poppy. I think, they've got a lot of promise. Fake Palms. Maybe you heard it here first. I mean, I want to say you heard it here first, but I really don't know if people heard it here first.
Right. We don't know, Dad. It's a mystery.
Right. All right. What's the number 5 song of 2016?
Number 5 is, it started off non-existent. I didn't hear about this. You can thank Grant for this. I heard it from him only a couple months ago, and I just fell in love with it. I'm a big fan. Really relaxing album. It's called... Well, the song is called Graduate and Congratulate by Stove.
Yeah, Stove. I want to say they're from Massachusetts.
I have no idea. Maybe.
Yeah, we'll do some music journalism while we're playing this.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah, the album is called Is a Toad in the Rain.
Yep.
I think I listened to this and liked it. So I'm going to listen along with the listeners and see if we agree.
I hope so.
All right. Here it is, Stove. Graduate and Congratulate. Excellent pick. Stove. Yeah, you know what? I really liked that album. I listened to it quite a bit, and I had to go back and remember because the song title kind of threw me off. I'm like, no, I know I listened to this Stove album, but I didn't remember the song titles. So yeah, Grant introduced me to this too. I was kind of hoping it would make his top 10 so he could play it, but now you've done it. So that's totally cool. I was a little bit off. They are not from Massachusetts. They're from Connecticut. It's a guy who is also in the band Avlov. Have you ever listened to Avlov?
Yeah, I've listened to it once or twice.
So it's more, it's louder, more like guitar arsenal kind of music, you know? And so, yeah, like you said, this is a little bit laid back, but it's really good, right?
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, people should check out Stove. So that's Reese's number 5 song, Graduate and Congratulate. All right, number 4.
Number 4 is a little trio from Denmark, Baby in Vain.
I like it when you pick bands from Denmark.
Yeah.
Reese has, he's studied the Danish language a bit, and he's got like kind of this knowledge about Denmark. So I always think it's cool when he picks Danish things.
Yeah, you know, Legos.
Yeah.
2 or 3 bands. That's about it. That's, nothing else has really happened there.
There's more than 2 or 3. I mean, there's the obvious Ravenettes.
Yeah.
And there's, I guess they moved to the U.S., though, yeah. But we'll call them Danish. Remember Figurines?
Yeah,
they're from
Figurines.
Denmark. And then, what's that punk band from Denmark? You know, that like kind of snarly, loud punk band?
Ice Age.
Right. There you go. I don't know. I think there are actually quite a few. But yeah. You discovered this band that I had never heard of.
Yes. I shout out to Dilly Dally, their Twitter specifically. I believe they said something about this band. And big fan of Dilly Dally. So when I saw that they liked it, I assumed, because I can't form my own opinions about music, I'll just copy theirs.
Yeah, you got to get somebody else's opinion.
Exactly. Yeah. So I just took theirs and bam, number 4.
Yeah. And that's, tell us about this.
Martha's View, off their EP again, so no need to listen to it, Dad.
Right, I can't listen. It's an EP. It's, the band is Baby in Vain. The EP is called For the Kids. But we're focusing on the songs this time, right?
Yep.
So, Reese's number 4 song is called Martha's View. That was kind of a guitar arsenal.
Yeah, really pounds you at the start.
Yep, Baby in Vain, Martha's View. That's Reese's number 4 song of 2016. So, hey, number 3, I saw this performed live. I like it when you pick a song that I've seen performed live. right? You saw it perform live too, right?
Yeah, I was there right beside you. Is really, really big fan again by same, the thing that has the band's dad.
The record label.
Same record label, Buzz Records, band Weaves.
And Weaves, they got some press. You know, a lot of people had this on their lists. So you're the first person on the podcast to give the shout out to Weaves.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Yeah. Well, I'd like everyone to know that I liked them before is cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Because little known fact, they had this song out last year as a single. So if you want to be really particular about it, you could say this is actually part one of the songs. Can you believe it? Number 3 isn't even from 2016. It's from 2015.
But it's on a 2016 album, so you figured you could include
it.
Yeah,
I could snake it in there.
Yeah. Sure. Totally worthy. So what's it going to be?
It is Shithole by Weaves.
From the self-titled album.
Yep.
Weaves, another Canadian band.
Yep.
You've got some Canadian bands on here.
I got bands all around the world.
Yeah, you're not really constrained by geography.
Yeah.
You search the world over, and you find the best songs available.
Yep, traveled across the world this year, all the way to Chicago from Wisconsin, so.
Yeah, that's pretty far.
Yeah.
All right, so that's number 3, Weaves, and I kind of have to like your number 2 pick here because somebody had to back me up on this one, right?
Yeah, they better.
Yeah. So what is it?
It's Healthy Moon by Dive on their album.
And that's the album Is The Is Are.
Yep.
Which was my top album of 2016. So obviously you have good taste.
Yeah, clearly.
And this, I considered this a deep cut. I was telling you this. Like, this is not one that jumped out at me. And I think it's cool that you found it. So what track did you... Oh, you said already, didn't you?
Yeah, I said Healthy Moon. This whole album, really, really good album. Every song, good. So that usually makes a good album if all the songs are good.
It's kind of one of the most important things for a good album is for all the songs to be good.
Right? Yeah.
Yep. That's... Okay, great. I'm in agreement on this one. This is Dive. The song is Healthy Moon. Reese's number 2 track of 2016.
Thank you.
have to thank you. You know why I'm going to thank you?
Why?
I don't know. I mean, you're 17 years old. You're probably pretty confident in your picks, right?
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah. I mean, your picks are the correct picks, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I've been talking to everybody over the past month or so about their favorite albums of the year. And my top pick was the Dive album. And then there were so many great picks. And then I started to kind of second guess myself, like, oh, God, you know, that was such a great pick. Man, maybe my pick wasn't the greatest, you know? And then I just listened to that and I'm like, my pick was pretty good, right?
Yeah.
The Dive album was, that was a pretty good pick. I don't have to be ashamed, do I?
Totally not. There's no. so many good albums that came out this year. Like, not only, surprisingly enough, there's more than six songs this year that are good.
Yeah, there are actually more than six. Yeah. But so to be on your top six, it's got to be pretty good.
Yeah, definitely. All of the songs, if you like the song, you should listen to the album. And I really think once you listen to an album, you really appreciate each song more, just because the placement in the album and just how you take in the whole album all at once. It's really
So what you're saying is experience. Like all these song picks, you'd also recommend the whole album.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. That's totally cool. So, I guess we're to number one now, aren't we? Oh, you know what? Before we get to that, in reference to the Dive album, I wanted to make a recommendation to you. Did you know, and we talked about this on the podcast with Barrett and Chris, one of the guitar players for Dive, do you know what other band that he was in?
I have no idea.
Okay. He had his own band called Young Man.
Young Man?
Yeah, and his name is Colin Caulfield, and he's the secret weapon of Dive. Okay? So you should check out the Young Man album. This is really cool because before the listeners, right in front of the listeners here, we're making a recommendation, and I think you're going to like this album by Young Man. I'm going to find it for you right now.
Sounds good.
So you should listen to the album called Beyond Was All Around Me by Young Man from 2013. Okay? I'm assigning you to listen to that.
Okay.
And tell me if you like it, because it's the guy who now plays guitar in Dive, and it's really good.
Sounds great.
There you go. We like to promote that whenever we can. As we talked about it on our end of your list with Baird and Chris. Chris said, I'm making a playlist because I got to go back and listen to that Young Man album. And Grant and I saw a Young Man play opening for somebody several years ago, and we thought they were good. So they're cool.
It's fun.
All right. Little side thing there. Okay. Reese, what's the best song?
The best.
Of 2016.
Best song ever.
And another fun one, because it's a band that we haven't talked about on the podcast.
You haven't talked about?
I don't think so.
Okay. Let's say the artist band is Black Marble. They originally from New York, and then they moved to L.A., I believe, and they made this album. It's Immaterial, I think. I think that's how you say it.
It's Immaterial. Yep.
Yep. The song is It's Conditional. Thank you.
Black Marble, the song It's Conditional from the album It's Immaterial.
Yeah.
That's your favorite song of 2016. That is really cool. It's kind of murky, a lot of bass and synth in there.
Yeah, really. That album a couple of years ago, I can't remember the name because I was too busy listening to it. But really, I love that album so much. And just because of that, this has to be here. Just because, again, great album, full of great songs. Yeah, can't wait to see them live this month, I believe.
Are they coming here?
Yep.
Oh, I guess we have to go then, don't we?
If we don't, I'll be a little angry, Dad.
Cool, that's very good. We better get that on the family calendar.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that is just awesome. Top six. I want to say that in your list of 13, it's cool because you had some of my favorites. You had Japanese Breakfast, and you had Savages. The Ravenettes, they did an interesting thing this year. They put out a song every month, right? So there are 12 songs.
Yep.
And are they going to, I think they're going to make that into an album, right?
I'm not sure.
I think they are. I made it into my own album, like a playlist.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and you had one of those on here, and that was super cool. Let's see, you got Tao and the Get Down, Stay Down. Soft Kill, you told me about them. That's cool. I don't know anything about Twist. What's that band?
Another band from Buzz Records, I believe.
So you're like, you're learning the record label thing. That's kind of cool. Baird always talks about how, you know, record labels are, you know, and Grant does too, like how they can really be valuable because they're like curators of of music. They can
good
discover
job of
cool
linking
stuff.
Tastes usually.
Yeah.
I
so
think.
So you'd be saying like Buzz Records is like a cool label.
Pretty cool. I'm a big fan of bees, actually. Number one insect is bees for me, so.
Okay. So if it starts with a B, like that's a good thing. Okay.
Buzz.
And then you got a thing called Diana spelled in all capital letters.
Yeah. They are a synth pop band with a really interesting album. It's this is basically just synth pop, and there's some good vocals in it. I thought I should include it just because it's a fun listen, I guess.
Great. And another thing about 2016, it's kind of the year that you started playing around with synthesizers, right?
Yeah,
like
true.
I've got an old Moog, this little mini Moog thing.
Moog Rogue.
It's called a Rogue, yeah. And you started playing around with it and having a lot of fun with it.
Yeah.
And then you bought a couple of... holiday gift money, bought a couple of these wacky little pocket synthesizer things.
They're called Pocket Operators, in fact, by Teenage Engineering. They're from Sweden, and then they're helped design by a French clothing company,
beat that combination.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool, right? You've been messing around with that stuff. And
if I can't play any other instrument, I'll just... find something that makes noise for me.
Well, that's a great thing about music is that you can play it and you don't have to be at like a classical musician level of skill. You can just play anything to the level that, you know, you can make a sound that you enjoy making.
Yeah.
So that's cool. That's what you're starting to do, and I think that's great.
Thanks.
So, all right. Well, I think we'll sign off. We're going to embed this into another podcast, probably. It'll, of course, be the highlight of the podcast,
Obviously, whichever one we do.
But thanks a lot. And if you have bands, you know, like during the year that, you know, you start
I'll try to come back.
You can either try to convince me to put it on, or you can come on the podcast to talk about it. That'd be really cool.
Sounds fun.
So, all right. Happy 2017, everyone. Any other words you'd like to say before we sign off?
Good luck next year, you know. Have fun.
All right. Thanks, Reese.
Yep. Should we say this has been Will's Band of the Week?
No, we don't have to say that.
Okay.
We'll just turn it back to the regular podcast now.
Okay. It's there.
All right. Here it is. Back to your regular podcasters.
Bye.
All right, that was cool. I hope everybody liked that. Reese's top six songs of 2016. And, well... let's start working on the 2017 lists right now, effective immediately. right? So I think that's all we've got for this week. So I'm going to sign off, and we're going to talk to everybody again next week with another edition of Will's Band of the Week. Good night.
You can subscribe to the Will's Band of the Week podcast using iTunes or any other podcast app. All of our podcasts are also available directly on our webpage, willsband.net. You can contact us directly by email to willsband@yahoo.com, on our Facebook page, or on Twitter at Will's Band. The Will's Band of the Week podcast is brought to you every week from Fourth Bedroom Studios in Madison, Wisconsin. Our theme music was composed by Grant and performed by Grant and Will. Thanks for listening.